I think you all know Mihai Rodé. And since we don't have a lot of time, I'm going to shut up and ask her to give us the point of her point of view on the action here in Quebec. If I had presented what I was going to present, we would have been talking about food up until lunchtime. But I'm not here to talk about food. I've been invited because I'm involved in the salami operation. And we've been talking about there are new different forms of citizen organizations and new forms of resistance. And in Salami, here in Quebec, we've been identified to these new forms. And so this is what I would like to talk to you about. I'd just like to say that I work in the Pointe-Saint-Charles neighborhood of Montreal. These are people, those that know Montreal a bit, we know that this is a neighborhood that is considered to be very marginalized at the community, although it's well organized at the community level. Still, the reality that Gaetan describes is something that we are familiar with here in Montreal as well, and I think it's extending in the big cities. And we are come up face to face with this every day. As Renato was saying, that the people in Brazil can't imagine that this also exists in Canada, that in big cities like ours. Yes, we do face this type of problem, and what I understand from what Gaetan just said is that we're not just struggling for fun, we're struggling to win, and we're going to have to come up with a strategy. Will it allow us to discuss how we're going to be able to win this struggle? And I think that there are disagreements in different areas, but we're in the middle of a debate on this subject. And when we talk about what we do, we talk about this social movement. That's what something we want to define. And a social movement is something that is in movement by definition, and we need for it to go forward. So in terms of new citizens organizations or civil organizations, when we hear this phrase, often it's experts that are using it, or although other people as well, and very often we seem to be nagging against magic thought and caricature. These new civil organizations arise by spontaneous generation, and simply in response to some situation or other, and very often we have the impression that the extent of these new organizations, it's in proportion to the space that they can occupy on the internet. We're going to have to understand that these new civil organizations, and there are examples of this in Quebec, that work at the same thing based on elbow grease, which is a very down-to-earth expression. This is action that is not totally spontaneous. We'll have to see what there is new in these different forms of resistance and in these new organizations. And when it's going towards characterization, it's not something that came from the workers' movement. So it must be reformist or petit bourgeois. So there are people that say that basically there's nothing new in these different movements. We've seen things before, an upsurge of types of organizations would finish by being crushed, and the problems continue. So one thing that is for sure is that there are more and more people who identify with these new organizations, and what is also very sure is that these organizations bother the powers that be. And we're going to come back to this. I'm talking to you about this, these new civil organizations. I've been involved for the last 25 years as I've been a sympathizer of Marxist-Leninist groups. I have very good friends that are left-wing Christians, Trotskyists, and I've been involved in many different community movements and labor union movements. And I'm the proof that we can still, as we say in Quebec, make something new out of something old. Because look at it from this viewpoint, because if it's a face that you already know here, we are talking about something new. We're not just talking about new people, we're talking about new forms of organization and new forms of action. And having said this, and to see where there are points, where does this break off with more traditional forms of analysis and thought. But for example, Salami has the firm will to work with what I should call the living forces and non-sclerotic forces of the social movement. And this is a great challenge for Salami, because there are many people within social movements who think that it's too heavy to work with Salami. What is this strange animal? We've been hearing people with whom we meet with at meetings say, for example, about Quebec 2001, we'd rather work with the government than work with Salami. And I think that the strategic discussions are going to be very necessary and very soon. And if I take as an example what I know the best to talk about, I could talk about the contact points, but the Salami operation is something which I'm the most familiar with, or where I work the most, and this is the example that I'd like to start off from, but as an example only. So most people here know that the Salami operation, it's a bit the continuation of the action that was organized over the last 4 years. We talked about blocking off the Montreal conference when Kissinger was here 4 years ago. We talk about blocking off the G complex, which is one of the centers of the Quebec government. We've shut down the building for a whole day. We talked about the Salami operation over a little more than 2 years ago against the MAI. And the year after that, and there was a conference in the streets about globalization, and this was something that was day for day, almost a year after the first meeting of the RQIC, or the Quebec Network for Continental Integration. So Salami as an integration has only really existed for about a year, because the people who were behind all this action got together and said, are we trying to carry out individual actions one after the other? Or maybe perhaps we'd be ready to organize into the form of something that could last. So it's a civil organization, or an organization of citizens. It's not a trade union. It's not people that are together on the base of a trade union base, or because they're young people or women, which doesn't mean that there aren't militants that are involved within their communities or within their different the different groups that they belong to. The role of Salami for the moment is more based on creating awareness and values than based on an ideology. I think this is something quite peculiar to this organization. It works on the basis of affinities and looking for debate and consensus. And I'd say just between us, consensus without debate isn't a true consensus. So we won't try and be demagogic about this. When we talk about consensus, do we mean dominating a debate so that we can have a struggle, a strategy that will come out of this and see where we're going to go? It's not a matter of creating a political party. It's a political organization, which doesn't function as a political party. It's based on representative democracy with a platform that is very well defined. And of course, the division of the organ of a democratic organization, when we talk about representative democracy, we think that the commitment is not something that can be delegated to other people. So we're trying to participate a form of democracy, and we're based a lot on the existence of group affinity groups. These are basic groups that could be within families, communities, trade unions, groups of different friends, sports clubs, whatever, different organizations. This is an organization of a political organization of citizens at the grassroots level that participates in different types of action, trying to move towards social change. And we also would like to evolve our practice every day, but when we keep telling us that the problem is structural, sometimes we can justify all our different contradictions. And at some point, that we have to be coherent with what we say. And I think there's a new type of ethics that are coming forward in here, which I think that the various people who observe us and who are watching us are responding to. So we are also very aware of our responsibility in respect to what's going on elsewhere. It's not true that we have no role to play and that we're not connected to others. Other people have already talked about this. And we work, globalization is one of our main subjects because we think that this is a form of conquest that is siphoning off resources and life and the citizenship of the people. And this is things that we've had difficulty in trying to put forward the concept of citizenship among people of the left, because it bothers them. If we look at Val Saint Francois, where the people at some point try and say there's no, you know, we can't have these power cables going through our backyards and our fields, that a government in a liberal parliamentary democracy works by decree. And these people are living through a revolt based on their fundamental democratic rights. And this isn't something negligible. We have to take this into account. And how the different movements evolve and take on their structure. We consider it to be our duty to resist more beyond labels. And I think that the struggle against imperialism, it's quite sure that this is basic, but we consider that it's just as important, the issue of oppression of women and our interaction with nature. There are more and more people that keep talking about these subjects, and we have to be well committed and convinced. I was looking at the news with Conan yesterday, and we heard that it seems like just an anecdote at this level, but in Quebec and the United States, there are dogs that are dying from a parasite which is transmitted by an organism that used to exist only in Brazil. Sorry about that. And now in Greece, the whole regions of Greece is burning up because of heat. There are floods in India, the forests are burning in the northwest in our U.S., and all these things were in the same newscast. So there's no reference to the causes of all this, but every day we can see that the world is in degradation. This is something we cannot ignore today. And if we start talking ecology, it makes a lot of people laugh at the left, and I know that I've been organized a lot of meetings with the community groups and different associations, and they thought that we thought the vegetarians were very funny. I mean, look at these people, they eat something else, they eat somewhere else, and we didn't see, and even today, we still see that as a form of eccentricism. We don't see it as a new form of ethics in respect to the environment and respect of our power of domination of nature, over nature. I think we have to be aware of this. It's very important. And another thing which characterizes us, I believe, is that we're against war. We think that when the powerful use their license to destroy, this is the same, it's the same basis as their formula to exploit. And these are two things that go together, and we cannot ignore this either. So I would be very difficult if I had to try and put a label on us. I've tried to say, how could we be cataloged? How could we be characterized? We're an organization, that's for sure. We're not trying to recruit everybody. We are trying to organize ourselves to be able to carry out certain types of action where it's on a basis of affinity, a radical affinity, that's how we define it, pro-feminist, pro-ecologist, pluralist, and libertarian. And I think that this may sound crazy, but if we force ourselves to put a label on us, that's more or less what it might sound like. But it's what we are defending. as something people that we work with, people that we meet with, understand and identify with us, and it's some people decide that they would like to become involved beyond the label. And we've been working along three directions: nonviolent civic resistance, including civil disobedience. In this way, we would like to widen the mobilization in Quebec. And we also would like to develop instruments for impact, that would have impact and would have the largest involvement of the population in Quebec. And this probably won't bring us to a coup d'etat among different men, but that's not what we're trying to reach anyway. So I think that all of this civil resistance is something that we think is very important. We would also like to work on sensitization of awareness building. I think we did this in our campaign on our information campaign on globalization. But we also think that strategic information and strategic planning is very important. In Quebec, we have the impression that there's no longer any political training, any strategic training, and it's clear that the people that we're struggling against are several miles ahead of us at that level. And finally, I think our third important direction are alternatives to globalization, not alternatives in the welfare state. We're not talking about a social economy and it's something that'll let the state wash their hands of it. We're talking about alternatives that could be mass alternatives. Things like consumption, transport, health, and of course, nutrition, food. And so, as I said, we're a very young organization. We're not perfect. We work very hard, and we're trying to develop other things without having any real models to base things on. We know that we have an echo, and we know that we're touching sensitive areas among a lot of people. So we're moving towards Quebec 2001. In April, we said that we're going to try and block off Quebec 2001, which is a huge challenge because this is the first time that we're going elsewhere than in our own territory. Otherwise, we had always chosen where and when we were going to have our actions. And now we don't choose the place and we don't choose the time. So we are actually playing on the government's playing field, which is not something easy. And the population in general, for them, the issues of the FTAA are even less clear than those of NAFTA. So it's not part of the of something that's being debated publicly. What is being put together right now is a sort of a psychosis, and we keep hearing that from the media that in Quebec, the mobilization will be against the population of Quebec. What they're saying is that there are people who are won't be able to park their cars at their door, that their homes are going to have special cars to be able to go to their house, because we'll have to put millions of dollars into protecting the population and the buildings and shores, because there's some crazy people that are going to put on their show in Quebec 2001, and that's dangerous for the people. So we have to overcome this enormous obstacle. I don't know whether it'll take the form of civil disobedience, nonviolent civil disobedience, what we're going to organize. There's a guerrilla principle that says you don't attack your enemy on his strongest terrain. We'll have to take this into account. We'll have to come up with a strategy, and we have to force ourselves to innovate. Somebody was saying a minute ago that in Seattle there was the effect of surprise. We've not only used it up, but we've gone way beyond it. They can hear us coming. They know we're coming. So we're going to have to innovate. And I think that this is where nonviolent action, nonviolent strategy, brings us to some interesting conclusions. It forces us to find other means to do something other than what they expect. And, of course, we will perhaps be able to have some kind of impact. What we're saying at this point, that we're going to have to win before we get there. And if there's anything interesting that's being done in Quebec 2001, it won't be due to Salami. It'll be due to all, everybody who's here today. It'll be the effect of some of a much larger social movement and for different groups that have, will have decided to sit down together, to think together, and to come up with something credible, intelligent, and with impact in Quebec in April of 2001. That's all. Thank you. Thank you, Mireille.